1970.
Don't have any
glasses. Phil, you're getting up early, huh?
Are you? So, this is very important point. Sukadeva Goswami says, this is ability. Nastra sadachara dasa sansadbuddhi. As soon as there will be contamination of illicit sex life, he is the bereft of all good taste. It's basic principle. And the whole world is now encouraged in that way. How we can expect good character from the modern man? There is no possibility. If we accept this statement of God Vahavasana, given by Sukadeva Goswami, Nastrat sadacharo dasya samsadva dulti. So, Ajami, being contaminated by the illicit sex life with the prostitute, he lost all his grammatical qualification and gradually he was in need of money. Just like the other day I gave you the instance of a big high court judge, because he was also of that kind, I know, his private self. Was most demand, and therefore he wanted money, 10,000 rupees per month. And in spite of his position as a high court judge and getting 4,000, 5,000 salary, he could not get from his fall down. So this is natural. If you enlarge in illicit sex life, and naturally other things, intoxication, gambling, then there will be no limit of expenditure, and to meet all those expenditure one has to adopt cheating or stealing. These processes has to But कल तो मुझे पहुंची थी हमने लेके मैंने लेती है वो माँ तुम गई थी उधर में मैं आओ एक लड़की को देखा बिल्कुल तुम्हारे So, by any means, money wanted, so he adopted all disgraceful professions, cheating, gambling, and stealing, anyway, to live. मंदाक्षय कोई तो वही चोजे गरिहितं वित्तिमास्तिता विभ्रत कुटुम्मम असिति जातयामास देहि. The only attraction is family, कुटुम्मम. So, for the sake of maintaining family, he was committing all kinds of sinful activities. There was one Ajami at that time, But you will find many ayamis like that at the present moment, because it is the age of Kali. There was one Ravan in the dress of a sannyasi. He kidnapped Lord Ramchandra's wife, and nowadays you will find many Ravans like that. The so-called sannyasi, their business is so. This tendency is always there, but according to the age, sometimes it is very prominent and sometimes not so prominent. But this material world is so prominent. In the days of Ramchandra, people are hankering after the kingdom of Ram. Even there was love. In the days of Ramchandra, one was to speak of all this nonsense, devotees. Ramchandra was so strict, and God Himself was ruling, and still there was a lava. But because Ramchandra was there, he was also killed. Paritrāṇāya sādhanā. God's business is to protect the faithful and kill the demons. That is all. Therefore, why Lord Vishnu is for symbolic representation, for killing the club and the chakra, and for protecting the lotus flower and the concept. Evam nivasatastasya lalayanasya tattutam kalu utyagat mahan rajan nasas sityayu sa samam. In this way, who was living? He, who is a prostitute wife and many children, because he was attracted to the prostitute, she had the age of 20, very young man. And as such, he begot many children. He begot many children. Evam nivasatastasya lalayanasya tatsutam. Tatsutam, here it is not stated that it is ajaminsa. The tatsutam means the children were of the prostitute. Because she was not married. Therefore, that woman did not belong to him. Just like a land you possess, the production goes to the possessor of the land, not to others. Therefore, because the prostitute was not married to Ajami, her sons were not Ajami's sons. They are all sons of the prostitute. Therefore, at least still in India, a prostitute's son has no position in the society. Evam nivasatastasya lalayanasya tatsutam kalo ati agan mahan rajan astasiti ayusho samam. In this way, when you ask about 8 years old, at that time, child came when he was to die. Tatsa pravasaya Prabhayasa putra dasa tishan tujo abama bala narayana namna pitrasta dhaita brita. Out of his many children, elderly children, he was 80 years old, they are all elderly children, grown up children, And they are 10. 10 Ahlul Sunnah. Out of them, peace unto Joe Obama, the youngest child, was named as Narayan. Chaksa pravayasa putra daso tishan sujo obama. Balu, a boy, Narayana nama. His name was Narayana. Chitrasya daita vritam. Naturally, the youngest child becomes very favorite to the parents. So this Ajamil was very much attached to the youngest child. Sa baddha ridayas tasmin arvake kalabhasini. Youngest child, naturally, this is the attraction of family life. When a small baby smiles, immediately the father, mother, and relatives become attracted. When the child begins to talk broken language, then you are. Unless this attraction is there, it is not possible to raise this child with affection. That is natural. That affection is even in the animals. You'll find a dog, a mad tiger, everyone. That affection is in it. Monkeys, I've seen it practically. In Kanpur, I was staying in a room, and one monkey came with a child, and the child somehow or other entered into the window through the bars, and the mother became mad. And she thought, my child is gone. They became mad. So somehow or other, again I pushed that monkey out of the bath, and immediately she embraced the child and took her. So see, the affection is there. Today?
Huh?
Yes.
I am informed, brother, that human beings have got the highest affection with the baby, and even after the death of the baby, she
yes.
attaches
to the baby. Yes.
To
the dead body drives.
And continues to carry on the dead body until the dead body falls away. They jump from one place to another and it falls away. To that place, she goes on carrying the dead body on her
So therefore, in the society, the parental affection is taken as very good qualification. But such qualification is visible even in the animal. So that is not a very good qualification. That is nature's law. Unless the mother and the child are not so affectionately connected, it is not possible for the child to grow up. That is nature's law. But that is not a qualification. Child simplicity, these things are very much eulogized in the society. Child simplicity, mother's affection, they are necessary. But they are not qualification to raise one to the spiritual platform. Just like this, divorce. Ajahn, his character is abominable. But she still very much affectionate to the youngest child. That is certainly. In one place, his character is described that he used to lead by teaching, by stealing, by gambling. This was his life profession. But still, he was very much affectionate to the child. The youngest child. Kavatha ridayastasmin arbhapi kalabhasini. Titikham manastal lila mumude jarasobhitam. جرح تھا بل تھا. چال لو یو آر ویری اولڈ اسٹیل یو آر این یگ دی چائلڈ پلے پیس ٹائم دا سیم تھنگ جسٹ لائک مہاراج نندا جسدا واز این لائن دی چائلڈ از پیس ٹائم آپ لاس کرشنا دی سیم تھنگ از پروازلی ریفلیکٹڈ ان دس مٹیریل ورلڈ. Father's affection, child's activities, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, the same thing we find in the transcendental world. The Mahavadi philosophers, they cannot adjust. They think that if the same things are there in the spiritual world, then what is defined between the spiritual and the material? That is a defect of Mahavad philosophy. But if they are seriously students of Vedanta Sutra, it is stated clearly in the very beginning, Janmadasajata. The supreme absolute truth is that from which everything emerges. So, this affection between the child and the father or mother, if it is not there in the original absolute truth, where from it comes? Do you follow? If the absolute truth is the source of everything, then whatever you see here in this material world, they are simply reflections of the original. How you can define? How the absolute truth can be niraka, nirvishesh, without any variety? If the absolute truth is in the source of everything, so these varieties of this material world, where from it came? What is the answer? Then how God can be niraka or impersonal? That is another thing. The all-pervading will also accept. He is Brahma Jyoti. He is spread all over the creation. That is his miraka. Another meaning of miraka, that he hasn't thought his form like us. Satchidananda Vigra. You may say that. All nirakar means where the varieties are not manifested. Just like you go to the sunshine, you don't find any rest. Your plane must fly and fly and fly on unless you get a support in some planet. Either you go to the moon planet or remain in this planet, you must have a support. Otherwise, the effulgence, the sunlight is not your threat. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is like that, just like sunshine. But you cannot rest there. If you want rest, then you have to take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavatam, Jannera Bindartha Vimukta Manina. Those who are in the impersonal situation, they think themselves that they have become liberated. Exactly the same example. Suppose you are very high in the sunshine. You think, now I am liberated from worldly connection. I am far, far away or far. But unless you get shelter, you have to fly. This is a crude example. Similarly, these impersonalists, they are in the liberated atmosphere. That's the fact. Brahma is realized that I am not this matter. I am Brahma. And because he has no information, in the Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable planets. He thinks that this is also this jyoti, brahma jyoti. That is his imperfect knowledge.
But
even ultimate end. No. Ultimate end, you can remember, go on flying. Yes, sir. But that will exhaust your energy and will like to take shelter in any planet. And because they have no information of the Vaikuntha planet, they again come to this material planet. That is stated in this story. Because they have no rest. They become pastors. That this sloka says, Jannir Vindatha Bhimukta Malina Tai Asabhavat Abhushuddha Buddhaya. Because these impersonalists, although they are almost liberated, still, on account of their negligence to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, without having a shelter, their intelligence is not purified, still. They are simply accepting something opposite to the imperfect varieties of this material world. They want to match the spiritual world without variety, because they have got a very bad experience of this material world. So their conception is just the opposite. Yes, sir. There must not be any variety. Just as they say, Krishna. Because they're convinced that the Supreme Brahma is impersonal, Brahma Jyoti. So, when Brahma Jyoti appears, he must take a form of this material world. Just like we are spiritual spark, but we are taking this material form in this material world. So they take it also that God, when he comes, appears, he also accepts the material world. That is called Maya. But Krishna says that janma karma may be bumped. When I come, I do not accept the material body. Dibba, janma, dibba. It is completely spiritual. And who's our doctor? Anyone who knows it, he becomes liberated. But these Maharaji philosophers, they do not know it. Therefore, they are not liberated. You follow?
Yes.
They are not liberated. Krishna says, one who knows perfectly well about me, he becomes liberated. But they do not know. They accept Krishna as ordinary man. Abhijananti Magamura. Because they are rascals, they accept Krishna as ordinary human being. God can display himself, manifest himself, just exactly like ordinary human, when he was displaying himself as a child, a perfect child, to Mother Jati. He breaks everything the Mother Jasuda would not supply a makhan. As if he is in need of makhan. But this Mahabharata is, oh, here he is. How he can be God? He says, Brahma becomes Jesus. How this, why can we? The Supreme Lord, let me test. So Indra, he becomes real. Muyanti of Suraya, the Bhagavad says. Even this thing, demigods, she becomes deity, to understand. So when Krishna was present, Indra, he wanted to test. And Brahma wanted to test whether he actually thought. But that is intelligence. If anyone declares people have says, sometimes the so-called incarnations are, they are declaring, I am God. So one should test whether they are actually God. That is intelligence. Simply by declaring, If somebody declares false Vigat, I am God. That's right. Vigamti. He declares that I am the same Krishna and Ram. Is it not? You do not know? That is how you are checking. There is no in the Shastra any confirmation. He has accepted my Vivekananda. He says that I am the same Ram and Krishna. And Vivekananda accepts it. So anyone can say like that, and anyone can accept. But what is the test? What is the proof? You can say that I am the same Ram and Krishna. But because you say I'll have to accept. So that is non-intelligent. So the Brahma and Indra, they are not fools. When they saw that a boy is in Vrindavan and he is accepted as the Supreme Lord and he is doing something like God, let us say. So Brahma took away all his cows and calves and playmates. And after the second when he comes, he saw the same cows, same calves, same boys as there. Krishna has expanded. Although his cows were taken away, he immediately expanded himself in so many cows and calves and boys. When they returned home, their mother could not recognize that they were the same or Krishna has expanded. But their affection became very much happy for their children. These stories are mentioned in Krishna. You have read it?
Yes.
Krishna expanded. So, Brahma understood that it was my fault that I wanted to get my Lord. Then he came and surrendered, and there is a very nice stotra of Brahma.
Yes, he
knew, but sometimes he become bewildered. Therefore it is Bhagavad says that even the big demigods, they become bewildered. Janmadasya jataha annayakitaratasya akshesu avijat sarat tini brahma ida muhyanti jatsa sura. That maya is so strong that they can bewilder a personality like Brahma and Indra. And what is Sita Maya? Maya is so strong. Similarly, Indra was also bewildered. When he saw Indra Jambu, Krishna, when he asked his father, there is no need of Indra Jambu. He is under the order of the Supreme Lord. He did that. Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj that I am the Supreme Lord. But he said that he is working under the Supreme Lord. He has to supply water. There is no need of Jambu. In other words, Krishna is not in favor of any type of demigod worship. No. In the Govardhan chapter, he stressed simply the Supreme Personality of God has to be satisfied. That is stated everywhere. And Bhagavad Gita also. Tama specifica jnana. So Indra and his yoga was soft. So he tried to punish the inhabitants of Vrindavan by torrents of incessant torrents of rain for 7 days above. The whole Vrindavan was to be drowned under water. And Krishna immediately lifted the whole Govardhan hill and he stood 7 days without taking any food and protected all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Now God is displaying as God. When these things are there, the rascals will say, these are all legends. When God displays himself as God, the rascals take it as legends. They do not believe in Shastra. They interpret in different ways. Is it not?
Yes.
This is one. And they are supposed to be. What is their interpretation about this Govardhan means? You know? Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill. What? How they interpret it? I know the Mayavadis, they do not accept. But Krishna is ordinary human being. The Arya Samaji and others, they take it as legend. But the Acharyas, they do not take it as legend. Then we have to follow the Acharyas. Why not?
You
Therefore, Jun says, Sarvamidam Ritang Manne, Jadvadasi Ma. This is devotion. That I accept everything whatever you say. This is you. Not that I make some amendment and then I accept. And this is nonsense. We cannot. This is called Ardhakukutina. Ardhakukutina means one man was keeping a hen and it was delivering every day a golden egg. So the man thought it is very profitable, but it is expensive to feed this hen. Better cut the head. So I shall save the expenditure of feeding her, and I can get the egg without any charge. So these rascals, they just accept shastras like that. This is not, it is very expensive. Cut this portion. And when Krishna says that anyone who sees me in everyone, that is very palatable. That is very palatable. And when Krishna says, you give up everything, you surrender, that is not palatable. This is also Krishna. I accept things which are very favorable to my understanding. And other things that is it. Which are also to put in there. The people accept Shastras in that way, the Mahārāja.
But one reason
that I think is that the Shastras are the Shlokas and the... There is no interpretation. Krishna says, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that he lifted the mountain, just like a child snaps one flower, or the, what is called? Yes. So easily. They do not believe.
No, what you
Those who believe in Bhagavata, they do not interpret. Those who do not believe in Bhagavata, they interpret. Meaning is clear. There is nothing to be understood. But the rascals, they draw their own meaning. It's like Bhagavad Gita. What is the difficulty to understand this? Dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre, samaveta, yudhutha, mamaka, pandava, shaiva, kimapu, vatasanga. What is the difficulty to understand kuru kshetra is a religious place, acknowledged by the Vedas, and it is going on still. Why do they interpret kuru kshetra means his body? Is it not a rascal? Why there is interpretation? When you understand this thing very clearly. No, sacrament is still there. Why do you interpret that this is body? Is it not that simple? The law devotee, no attachment at Sandhi, but this modern so-called scholars and leaders general. Are they not excellent? What do you say?
No, yes.
Huh? So why did you say? Now you are a lawyer.
We do not know ourselves Sanskrit.
Why do they? What is the difficulty? Dharma Kshetra, Puru Kshetra, is there a very difficult Sanskrit? There is no question, even do not understand Sanskrit. What is the difficulty to understand Dharma Kshetra? Is it not a Hindi word? Kurukshetra is a name of place. What is the division? Why do you interpret that Kurukshetra means this one? These rascals have steal the whole spiritual atmosphere of India. They are responsible. These rascal politicians, the rascal scholars, so called. Actually, if we want good of the people, these rascals should be disclosed and people should come back. Because therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why should you interpret? You know, you as a lawyer, when there is legal point, if it is not clear, one lawyer is trying to extract some meaning and the other lawyer is trying to. After all, the judges give the judgment. So, this interpretation between the two lawyers are there when the subject matter is not very clear. Is it not? But the judges are not perfect, and the law is also not perfect. But I am simply speaking of the procedure. The law is not perfect because it is man-made. And that is because he is human, he is also not perfect. So that imperfection you must find. But I am speaking of the procedure. You have to speak of the law book. You cannot, in the dark court, you cannot speak beyond the law book. And the law book, suppose one section is not very clear, you find, this should be interpreted like this, this should be interpreted. I am taking the procedure. But when it is clear, do you interpret? That's not possible. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, it is clear. Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. Why this rascal says the Kuru Kshetra means what?
Even according
to the rules of interpretation, yeah. That is
eternally fair. That is eternally fair.
Yes. Yes. So, when the language is clear, it is as, I mean, just like anything you did, all these very details, simply by interpretation, they have played havoc. Now, this Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta is accepted as the supreme authority of all Vedic literature. The Janmadrasya Jataha, the Sutra, the Janmadrasya Jataha, the absolute truth must be the original source of everything. There is no question of interpretation. This is the clear meaning. Janmadi. Janma means birth, and Janma, Siddhi, law, there are three ones in this material world. The things come out, that this body has come out from the womb of my mother, it stays for some time, it grows, it gives some byproduct, then it becomes old and it vanishes. So therefore Janma, Dasya, beginning from birth up to the annihilation. Everything is emanation from the absolute truth. So, is not that very clear? Absolute truth must be that which is the source of everything and reservoir of everything and who is maintaining everything. That is the
meaning.
Now, Bhagavad, because it is interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra, it begins from that sutra, Janmadasya Yataha. Now, how does Janmadasya Yataha? It is explained. Janmadasya Yataha, Anayas Itatatasya Asesu Avijna, is the original source. How the characteristics of the original source should be. The original source must be cognizant indirectly and directly of everything. The original absolute source should be cognizant of ignorance. If he is the source of everything, then he must be cognizant of everything, either directly or indirectly. Just like, for example, this body is my product. I am spiritual spark. This spiritual spark as soon as takes shelter into the womb of a woman, it develops into his body. The spiritual spark has that power, it develops body. So I am a spirit soul, I have developed this body. That means I am a spiritual spark, which is source of this body, all mechanism. Similarly, the whole creation is the supreme spirit. The whole creation, Janmadasya Yataha. So he knows everything because he is perfect. But I do not know. Although it is by my energy, this body is produced. I do not know how these veins are created, how these bones are created. I do not know. Therefore, I am not God. I know, I say my body, but actually this body has developed me as spirit soul, but I do not know how many hairs are there on my head and how it is growing. But he knows, that is the characteristic of the absolute truth. He must be knowing everything, and that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Vidaham Samitintan. I know everything in the past. I know what will happen in the future. I know everything. And that is God. When Arjuna was asked to Krishna that how can I accept that you taught this philosophy to Sun God? Because you are my contemporary, you are born practically in the same death. So he replied, yes. Both you and me, we took many, many births. But you have forgotten. I know. That is all. Avijna. God must be cognizant of everything. I do not know everything, and still I claim I am God. And people have said, our actions. Bhagavat explained that the absolute truth is cognizant of everything, avijna. How his knowledge is so perfect, the next question, because he becomes cognizant by taking knowledge, by accepting knowledge from spiritual master. But how he has become so cognizant? The answer is, sarap, fully independent. He hasn't got to learn anything from anyone. I am realizing, trying to realize myself as God by taking knowledge from another Mayavadi, Sannyasi. But he is God without taking knowledge from anyone. And that is real God. Sarat. And this way, Srimad Bhagavatam has explained the Vedanta Sutras. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the right explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Vāsaṁ Brahma Sutrānāṁ. The Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. And the real commentary and explanation is Srimad Bhagavatam, of Vedanta. But these Vedanta, so-called Vedanta, they do not read Srimad Bhagavatam. Even they make a different interpretation. the bigger bigger to make them popular, they have to go through Bhagavad sometimes. I see Abhanananda also tries to explain. And they explain in their own way. Just like this Kurukshetra, this body and this way. In Bombay, this Abhanananda is explaining one stroke, I just forget, but I remember his interpretation. That when I am satisfied, God is satisfied. He explained like that. And he is passing on as a great scholar and great sannyasi. He said like this. When I am satisfied, God is satisfied. Because I am God. We say, when God is satisfied, then I am satisfied. If you say that when a finger is satisfied, the whole body is satisfied, is it possible? So in this way, misinterpretation and malinterpretation, and people are gliding down, slab on level, condition of this material. So our Krishna consciousness movement is a protest against all this nonsense. And therefore sometimes we are unpopular. But we don't care for that. Popular or unpopular, you must go on with our duty. What do you say?
Yeah.
That is the reaction.
Yes. Because the thing is to establish.
Otherwise, if you are unable to create. But therefore, so quickly we have become popular in the foreign country. Yeah, even the priestly class, the Christian priestly class, they recognize that we are teaching about God, Bible, we could not create such nice boys and girls. And all these young boys, they were Christians and they were attached to Swami, and they are so nice, they can appreciate that their character and their behavior, everything so godly, they are astonished.
Sir, I just remembered
so therefore the Christian priest says, do not go against
them.
They appreciate. One Christian priest was talking on plane when I was going to Hawaii. He was so much appreciating my students. So at heart they are appreciating. The government is appreciating. The public is appreciating. Many fathers come and say, oh, we are so fortunate that you have come. We have saved our son from God. And they fall flat to offer the obeisance. Although it's not my desire. And those are directly father and mother, so they come to congratulate me anyway. But they understand that your family is giving our sons and daughters spiritual life. They hope. They are hopeless. They are confused. So that is not my credit. I am simply presenting the right thing without Bhagavad Gita as it is, without malinterpretation, spoiling trust and energy. Everywhere I say like that I am no credit, but because the only credit is that I do not adulterate. Now here you see, the Bhagavad Gita says that Nasya Sadachara Dasya Sansarga Dushi. Because this man, this Brahmin, boy, again, in his boyhood, He became attached to the prostitute when he was about 20 years old, young man. And he lost his marital service, lost the sadhachar. But the Bhagavad says, now, at the present moment, there are so many so-called Brahmins. They have no sadhachar. It is their personal Brahmin. It is his sex, intoxication, meat eating, everything is there. But he is a Brahmin. Is it not? But here Bhagavad says, not the sadhachar. As soon as, how? Now, Dasya Samsadva Bhutita, because he is attached with a prostitute, he has lost all his qualifications. At the present moment, to become attached to a prostitute is no fault. The society has said, oh, that's not fault. A young man goes to that. That's not fault. But he does not know that this association with making falls down to the lowest trade of human. And that is written that he used to live on these principles, beg, borrow, steal, and gambling, and you are degraded. And how you are degraded, that will be explained. So people do not take care of their shastras. They make their own interpretation, and that's why India's position is so false. They are guided. The great rishis and great sages, they have given them guidance. They have still given guidance. Lokasya jānato vidyān chakre sāsata saṅhitā. That is it. People are rascals, fools, in order to teach them nicely. She has learned personality best created by Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Lokasya ajānata. Ajānata means rascals who has no knowledge. Anatha upasavam sāsāt bhokti yugam adukhari. Lukasya ajānata vidyān chakre sāsata saṅhitā. Whatever abominable characteristics we have developed, if we want to counteract this, then we have to take to bhakti yoga only. Anatha, we have developed so many anatha, we don't require it. But you have developed all these symptoms. So anatha upasamam, so if you want to cut down this anatha, then bhakti yoga madhukhaja, you have to accept this bhakti yoga principle to the adhokhaja. Lokasya janata, these rascal men, they do not know it. Therefore, vidyan, chakri, sāsata, samhita, the most learned best way compiled this Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. They do not take care of Bhagavad. They do not take care of Bhagavad Gita. They take care of a book written by some rascal leader. That's all. The aim of that book is to kill Krishna. That's all. How you can improve? It's not possible. If you actually want to improve man, not only this country, that country, all over the world. One has to take this Krishna consciousness moment, after it is done. So we are giving the best service to the human society. Krishna consciousness. You came inside or no? Please, gentlemen. Yes? Now you are coming first? That boy, who you have to immediately offer his service to join us. We can join you if you flatter me. Whatever I know, he will accept. Then I can. And as you say something, against my conviction. Then I'm not going to do that. And here the process is, first is you first surrender. Whatever you know, nonsense, you give it up. First of all, become blank slate. So that I was told by some authority, very responsible, and then in Germany there are musical institutions. A student who goes there, who knows something about musical art, he does more. Is it the fact? He does more. He does more because extra endeavor has to be done to make him forget what nonsense he has learned. Because his learning is all nonsense. So one has to get, just like so many people come, I have to talk so many hours to forget, to make him forget what nonsense he has learned. So he should be charged more, the student. And one comes as blank. They are accepted Krishna consciousness because they are blank. And in India, they think that they have learned so many things. Yes? They have learned from Ramakrishna, they have learned from Aurobindo, they have learned from Vivekananda, they have learned this, so these, that, so many nonsense. Except Krishna. They have learned everything from so many nonsense except Krishna. Now, here there is so much advertising of Ramtirtha. Just these African boys, they do not know even the name of Ramtirtha in America.
But there are
many things. Huh? But you ask them, they do not know. He might have gone to Chicago, that's all right. But what is his influence there? But here it is advertised. Oh, Ramakrishna very cool, very fast. We did not want to enter.
There is no temple at that in Chicago.
Huh?
There is no temple at that in Chicago.
Yeah. They never heard of the Ramakrishna. And here, just like homeopathy, they advertise American homeopathy. But there is not a single shop of homeopathy medicine in America. Not a single shop. This is going on. All these bogus homeopathic practitioners, they write American homeopathy medicine and so on. They do not allow this homeopathic medicine as modified practice. They are not so foolish. That is, give water and it will be accepted as medicine. There you cannot ask even any medicine directly from the drug shop without doctor's prescription. If you go often to the drug shop and give me this medicine, no, you love it. Bring doctor's prescription. That is law. Huh? No, you cannot directly take supply of the medicine without doctor's prescription. There are so many things are going on. Bogus.
You can imagine the humanization of the
yes, even in my absence, many centers are developing. When I came back to India, this time, there are 35 or 32 centers, now it is 42.
Yes,
they are increasing. Here in India, difficulty, we have to make them forget. It's all nonsense here, learn. That is the difficulty. And here in America, I got all nice blank sense. And whatever I said, they accepted and implemented. This in India, yes. And here the people are coming to test me, to talk with me, nonsense, and waste my time.
One thing I was telling you, they are not aware of this morning of this question. This is really funny to my point.
But they are not genuine. That is the divide. They one day come and they just, as soon as they say, oh, somebody is speaking something against us and with us. They even they are aware. So many were scared and they are not coming. Because their nonsense was stopped at the Swamiji. They are not coming. They want that whatever nonsense they have learned has to confirm. Yes, it is right. Just like Sri Ramakrishna Mission said, so whatever you do, it is all. I have to say that. Then I am good. And as soon as I say you are wrong, nonsense, just tell, you do not know anything. Satyam Briyat, Priyam Briyat, Ma Briyat, Satyam Apriyam. You tell truth, but it must be very palatable. If you say truth, unpalatable, then you create enemies. But how can I do so in the spiritual knowledge?
In the
there is a proverb that if you go to a prostitute, go in the morning. Not at night. In the morning you'll see her real beauty. Give them prasada. Prasadam to be present in any party. This group is very nice, though.
Yes, that's
why I did. What is the brand on the group? It is locally manufactured? No.
It is 12.
Let us go to the other room.